Yeah, we want to continue this morning. We are now in page 10. Amen. Right. Amen. The spirit of life and the spirit of power. Right. It's really a privilege to know this living Christ. Right. God made us. God made man in a wonderful way. Right? He made us to really know Him. Right? If you turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. There you see that God formed man. Let's read it together. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have seen or see here our very beginning, right? The forming of man by God. And the most wonderful part of God forming man is here. You see that He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Amen. We are made really in a wonderful way to contain this living God. Right? He breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. Right? We are really here for the life. Right? And after the Lord resurrected, He appeared to the disciples in John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Amen. Verse 22. Amen. In verse 21, so Jesus said to them, to the disciples again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." Altogether, verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes. He breathed unto his disciples, into us, the Holy Spirit, said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Right? Receive me. Receive me as life. Right? Today, we are in the age of the Spirit. Right? He is not physically among us, but He is today this Spirit. In your spirit. Right? Praise the Lord. This is really wonderful. Right? That we have such a privilege. Right? And actually, for us, there is no excuse not to know this living God, because He came into us to be our life, to be your life. Amen. And it is so wonderful to see that this Spirit is like the air, right? That the word is used, breathe, is really wonderful. Breathe. Breathe. Do you breathe? Do you? Are you breathing now? Yes, you are, for sure. Right? We all are breathing today, continuously. Right? In the same way, we can breathe the Lord any moment. We can breathe Him in. Amen. As the Spirit. This is such a wonderful matter, right? And may we all have such a desire to breathe him in every day, every moment.
Amen.
To know this living God. Amen. To know this living Christ. Right? As our life. Amen. He breathed into man the breath of life. Right? What we are lacking today is not knowledge, but is really life. Right? And the Lord came to be our life. Right? This table doesn't have life. It is just an item. Right? It doesn't have the opportunity to have fellowship with us, right? Or with God. It cannot walk. It is just a piece of wood, right? Made with its purpose. Right? Chair you're sitting on as well, right? It's a dead item. But we, formed from God, we are made to have Him as our life. To contain Him in our spirit, right? As the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is really such a wonderful life that we have received. Right? And this life needs to grow in us more and more. Right? Francis, that's what we are here for. That this life may dwell in us, but not only be in us, but also grow and be formed in us more and more. Right? More and more we want to be more specific about this life. How this life looks like, what the expression is of this life, right? What the purpose is of this life, this Christ in us, right? I think we don't want to be just so general. Oh, life, praise the Lord, we are all for life, life, life. But what you see is anything else but life. Right? I think it's not just the outward form and performance, but we are really seeking to know this living Christ. Right? In such a real and living way. Specifically, in our walk, in our daily living. Right? And because it is indwelling in us, it also touches the matter that are inside of us, right? The invisible things. I cannot see your thoughts, right? But God knows your thoughts. And He has a reaction depending on what you're thinking, right? That's how living He is, right? He can speak to you, speak to the church. He can give you directions, right? And He can let us know what is to come, right? Even through the Word, we have such a wonderful life, right? And also we have the Scripture today. Also, if we come to the outline, also we see in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I think most of us have the New King James Version, and it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. But if you look into other translations, NIV, for instance, it says that all Scripture is God-breathed. Wow. God-breathed. Again, you have the Spirit of life, right? This word is not only letter, it's not only some ink on paper, it is really God breathed. Amen. Wonderful. You can really draw out life out of this word, right? You get supplied by this word, you get renewed by this word. You get sanctified by this word. You get life from this word. Right? So if you come to this word, we don't just come to read. Yeah, okay, I read my chapter. But we come to really breathe in this life. Right? The Lord said, my words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. You see, God is so much for life. He came right through Jesus Christ as life on this earth. And is today now the Spirit who is able to supply you and me with life, with His life. Amen. We don't need to travel somewhere. We don't need to have a lot of strength to touch life. No, it's right inside of you. Right there. How closer can it be? Right? It is in you, in all of us, this life to experience. Amen. Right, this is really the spirit of life given to us that we may live. Right. Take away the life in the church. What will you have? Right. What will we have if we take away the life? We will have a form. We will have oldness, old tradition. Right. But what we really want and are seeking for is this freshness. His life, day by day, in each meeting. Right? Each meeting should be a new meeting. Amen. With a new, fresh supply. Right? Given by the Lord. Amen. Right? And testify by us who have this life indwelling in us. And we also see that, of course, it takes an exercise. Right? Because this Holy Spirit now is indwelling in you, then, right? And it is indwelling in your spirit. Amen. Amen. So, but if you don't care about the spirit, our spirit, and we don't nourish our spirit, right, this life will not have such a glorious expression. So we want to encourage each other in these days, in this conference, to really get into this matter of life. Right. From Genesis to Revelation, you see this matter of life. Right. The tree of life, the breath of life. Right. Even in Revelation, you have the tree of life, you have the water of life, the pure river of water of life. Right, and you have even there, right, the Lord saying, whoever wants to come to me and whoever is thirsty, come to me to drink. Right, it's all for life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we never can grow out of it. Right, you cannot say, we can never say, I think, that, okay, in the early years of our Christian walk, we need to focus on life. Now, in the more mature years of our Christian life, maybe we don't need to worry that much about life. Now, this and that is more important. I think we can never say that, right? Life is always so important. Yeah. The life, the matter of life, the spirit of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord is so gracious, right, and has given us all this life in abundance. Amen. May we all have such a seeking heart, always seeking for life.
Amen.
To know it more, richer, deeper, fuller. Right? Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's not far away from us. Really not. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is Yeah, having a even a more desire than we to know him, right? Right, it's really his desire to reveal himself to us in such a living way for us to have life. Amen. And then we also need the spirit of power. Amen. So you have the spirit of life, but then also we cannot neglect the spirit of power. Why? Because God has a purpose and he wants to carry out his eternal purpose with all of us right here on earth now. Right, in order to carry out a work, you need power. You need to have some power to use maybe our earthly examples. Andrew, you just finished building a house, I heard. I'm sure you had to use some power, if not a lot. Power tools, right? I'm sure you use some power tools. Full of battery, energy. And I also sometimes use power tools. And sometimes you want to use it to build something, yeah? And then you discover when you push the button that it doesn't turn. Yeah, if you think about a power screwdriver, and what you do, you need to exchange the battery. No power. Now you need to use your own strengths, right? To screw in the screw, to assemble something. Now that's just a small example, right? In order to build something, you need some power. Now, if you look also at the first outline here of the evening meetings, you see the building. God also wants to have a building. A building. The building. The building. The building. The building. If you look at the header of each message in front outline, you see the building. And the Lord really also is after a building. But not this kind of a building here, built with wood, yeah? But he is after a builded, a glorious church. Now for this kind of a building, really so, he cannot use our own strength, our own power, right? As we read yesterday, right? Not by power or by might. Not by our own capability, but by really the spirit of power. Right? We not only have received life, but we also have received with the spirit, or we have also received the spirit of power. In other words, where is the strength and the power coming from for this God's building? It is from his life, from his strength, from his spirit, right? We might think we are so capable of to do many things, and in a certain extent we are. Right. We can do a lot of things. You just finished building a house. Wow. This is quite, I need some skills to build a house, right? So it is sound, doesn't fall apart if there is wind and if there is a storm. You definitely need to know what you are doing. And also, even more for the building up of his glorious church, that we do not rely on our own strengths, but that we realize we have received the spirit of power. we have from God received, right, the a way to be built up together through his life. And there is a lot still to carry out. But we are not moved by our own will, but we are moved by the Spirit to complete, right, and to be within this glorious church. Amen. When the Holy Spirit was poured out, right, if you come now to the verses in Luke chapter 24, Luke chapter 24. Verse 49. Amen. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. All together. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power on high. Amen. Yes, I sent the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from where? From on high. Amen. From power from on high. Amen. With power from on high. And the same in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Amen. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Amen. The Holy Spirit comes upon us, and with it comes power. Amen. Yes, power from on high. Not power from man, but power from on high. To do what? To carry out God's work. For nothing else, but for his purpose. For his purpose to be carried out, we need this power. We need such power. Not any weird or strange power, but his power from on high. Right. There might be many power that is maybe very visible and maybe comes into the news and what people and Christians are doing. But we don't want to have any power but the power from on high, from the Holy Spirit. Right? And so for us it is not just enough to have life, but we also need to receive power from on high to be strengthened, to do his work, to be, from within, strengthened, right? To supply life, to carry out his work for the gospel, for the building, for the enlightening, from so many other evil things to turn people away to the truth. Right? To turn from death to life. How are you doing it without the power? If there is no power, then we will be the same again after year after year. Right? But if we have received power on high, and we are filled with the Holy Spirit, right, the Lord really can do something. Mm-hmm. Right?
Amen.
I'm considering United States, so many states, right? Yet we are so few, some in the east, some in the west. So we really need to also have a desire not only to have life, but also to have this power from on high. Right? May we pray to the Lord, Lord, fill us with this power.
Amen.
I refuse to use my own power, but Lord, fill us all with your power.
Amen.
Make us capable to do your work. Not just to care for life only, but also to have a power, right? With a passion for others who have not seen the church, right? We also need to speak in a way that there is power from within us flowing to them, that they will be convinced and see a reality. Amen, Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord, right, bless us with such power from on high.
Amen.
Amen. Right, the disciples in Acts, really, and the apostles, they were really moved by this power. And all the saints at that time, they were moved by such a power to do God's work. Right? How was it possible that in Acts, right, so many were saved at a given day, came to the church, were together in one accord? How was it possible? By man? By any gifted way, method? How was it possible? How will it be possible today if not through his power? It's that is the only way. We cannot see another way in the Bible to carry out his work but through him himself. Right? Oh, Lord Jesus, right? We are not for a form, we are not for crazy activities, but we are for life, for the spirit of life, and for the spirit of power. Amen, Lord Jesus. We cannot neglect either of them. Right? You cannot just say, I just care for life. Praise the Lord for life. My life, Christ my life, Christ for me, right? No, but there is also a work to do. There is also something to be accomplished for this glorious church, for this building to be perfected, right? We have to have also the spirit of power. Amen. May we also desire such a power. Amen. Not by man, but by himself. Amen. Do we believe that it is possible?
Amen.
Yeah? Amen?
Amen?
Yes, it must be possible. It was possible many years ago. It was possible in Acts. Right? It must also be possible every day in us,
Amen.
In our church life, where we are, that this power is really working.
Yes.
Unless you think that, okay, I'm powerful myself, then yes, that's a big problem, right? And it's a hindrance for the Lord's power to move, because then he doesn't need to give you this power because you are powerful yourself. Right? So maybe I'll turn to the Lord and to ask him to be empowered from on high,
Amen.
To carry out his glorious work.
Amen.
Amen. With him, through him, in the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.